God desires you to pray. Talk with Him today. That's the title of this week's devotional with Praying Pals. Do you know what? We all need to keep praying for people, even when other people might say otherwise. Pray for the, quote, hopeless, unquote, to put their hope in Jesus. Pray for the prisoner to be set free in Christ. Pray for the chronically ill to be healed. Pray for the troubled couple to find peace in Christ and with each other. Pray for the old so-and-so who truly could be made new in Christ in an instant, even when we feel like we have just exhausted ourselves in prayer and don't even feel like praying. We must pray. We must pray because God wants us to pray. In fact, God wants us to pray, and pray again, even when we don't feel like it. You know, sometimes we feel like, well, things are kind of abnormal or wrong. Something's wrong here. I am praying. And what's going on? You know, I haven't seen something. Well, you know what? God works behind the scenes. And it's completely normal, according to God's ways, for us to continue to pray for and pray. It keeps us focused on Him, reliant on Him, growing in Him. So it's very important that we rely on our faith in Christ and not on our feelings in this life. He's listening. Don't worry about that. When you know Jesus, walking with Him, following Him, you know, just obeying His word, you don't have to worry about whether or not you are being heard. You just need to remember that he has a different system than our instant society. You know, during our meals, we pray. And that is a wonderful opportunity. Don't be ashamed to pray in public, you know. It's okay. It's what is just as good as it can be, because it's something that connects us with the Father and reminds us that He has provided these things. In the Lord's Prayer, the Lord mentioned, you know, give us this day our daily bread. You know, we can be grateful that He has been faithful and always will be, and we can use meals as a reminder to pray. It's not just a superficial habit from childhood. It's important. Pray at your meals. And again, we rely on faith in Christ and not our feelings in this life. And He wants us to pray. So that's why I pray. It's because God said I should. And I love the Lord, and I want to know Him better, and I want to be in fellowship with Him. The Word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Now, that's a fantastic three-word, easy-to-memorize verse. Memorize that. You can do it. Pray without ceasing. That's a part of a verse from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I should say. And that is a very clear-cut way of remembering the fact that God wants us to pray constantly. And He listens. No matter what His answer, I trust Him. Now that's something I say from experience, not because it sounds good. No matter what His answer, I trust Him. Because why, you might say? Well, because God is good all of the time. I never deserved all the blessings He has showered upon me through Jesus, who died and suffered beyond what any of us have suffered, because He bore the weight of all our sufferings and sins on the cross. He suffered in our place. And so when you realize all the blessings we have in Christ, who loves us that much, that puts things in perspective. So when I say, no matter what His answer, I trust Him, that's what I'm thinking about. I have rock-solid proof of His love. In fact, in 1 John 4, verse 9, That is very clearly conveyed to us. And what we see there is a very succinct verse that conveys it very strongly. Here it is. Ready? It's 1 John 4, verse 9. In this the love of God was made manifest, displayed where we are concerned, in that God sent His Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world so that we might live through Him. That's a powerful verse, isn't it? Now, just to give you a little perspective, I'm not talking from some sort of idealistic life that I lead or something where I just have it easy so I can just say this and all of that. And I've been through a lot of things. I live with chronic pain and health issues that I was born with. And sometimes it gets really old, you know? On a human level, a person feels like, wow, this is just not ending, you know? But what I've learned is that it's something that reminds me to rely on God. And as I do so, that's a very good thing. So I'd much rather, if I have to suffer, I'd much rather know that I'm relying on the Lord and growing in that than to be completely healthy and self-reliant to the extent where I don't even think about the Lord. So anyway, getting back to the point, yes, I totally understand how it feels when you're waiting for an answer, but I pray anyway, because God is faithful. God is true. God is good. He's going to make everything right again when Christ returns. And when you think about it, once you know the Lord on a personal level, as, you know, being born again, which is totally explained in John chapter 3, you know, you can have complete perspective changing experiences just focusing on that. So with that in mind, I'm going to say this. I am born again and set free from the power of sin and death because of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within and among you, the hope of realizing the glory. So today I figuratively wipe off the sweat of my brow from the battle and say Romans 8:18 with confidence as I pray, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So again, pray without ceasing, folks. Let's pray now. How about that? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you that you hear our prayers, that you love us, that we can trust you, and that you are good all of the time, whether we feel good or feel sick or whatever the case may be. We thank you that we can trust in you and know that you are our hope and that you are going to make everything right. We pray right now for all prayer requests on our hearts, all of the prayer requests submitted to prayingpals.org. And we pray, Lord, that you would just really draw people to yourself. We ask for your best for each prayer request, Lord. We hand over all of them to you. And Lord, we now also express our hearts and just ask you, Lord, to just fill our hearts and cleanse us from all our sin and really, really just fill us to overflowing with your peace, your love, your joy. Just develop your fruit in us, Lord. We are your willing servants, and we trust in you for salvation alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now this week, for the prayer tip of the week, I suggest that you do something in your daily life that reminds you to pray. For instance, you might, change your jewelry that you typically wear, if you wear jewelry, for instance, that would remind you to pray. For instance, putting on a ring that has a cross on it that can remind you to pray, or a lapel pin, a little cross lapel pin or something, or a tie tack, whatever. Just do something, wear something that makes you pause and remember to pray. It's so important, folks. We prioritize all kinds of other things. It's time we get down to business. Get down on our knees and pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. God bless each of you. I am so grateful for this opportunity and for KCHE who helps me do this. I thank you all, and I ask also that you pray for me. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. And also, feel free to send your prayer requests at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Thousands of folks worldwide join for extra prayer in addition to church. So it's a great way to keep on praying. And remember that Jesus still loves you.